lot. Yeah, no, to be in memorable scenes. I mean, not only from scenes in that film and Car Wash, and also in TV, in an episode of Martin where all the players came. But you know, I was sitting in front of Eddie Murphy at the premiere of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, when I wore those shoes, and he said that's the funniest thing he's ever seen. And to have that kind of recognition from somebody who knows funny. Meant a lot to me.
Huggy, let's talk about family, because I know you have a son who you are very proud of, and I believe he played at USC, played with the Raiders. Tell us about him.
Well, you know, he's been a joy in my life, and all my children have, and I was in a show called All My Children, but all my children, you know, are that kind of joy, but in particular, Justin, because I know what it takes to get a job in the NFL. I know what it takes to be the best, one of the best running backs coming out of high school in the nation. To have taken handoffs when he first went to, before he ended up at USC, he went to Michigan and played with Tom Brady at Michigan. And then, you know, joined Pete Carroll at USC and played with Troy Polamalu and Carson Palmer and some of these people who are still friends with him today, and to be a Warrior for 7 years, you know, on Sundays, as I watched him play on Fridays, Saturdays, and on Sundays in the pros, and it's, you know, and I just came back. Another side is that I just came back from Canada from working on a film called Beyond Skyline, which will be out next year, and I was working for my other son, Matthew, my stepson, who has produced that movie. Was a producer of that movie, and all my children are benefiting. It's hard to single out one above the other, but at the same time, you know, Justin is, you know, and his journey is very dear to my heart, because I know what it takes, you know, to perform at that level, and to gain the respect of your peers in a very violent sport like football.
Our guest is Antonio Fargas, Huggy Bear. Huggy, being an ambassador for Cozy TV, what are some of the things you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm on line with you.
Okay.
Just part of it, you know, which is and to reach out. I've done with my band, the New Jump Blues. I've done promos and videos, video spots with my band, the New Jump Blues, and it's just. And we just released another video on Cozy TV. And if folks go to CozyTV.com, they can check out the video. And they also can plug in their zip code, and they can find out what channels they can watch Cozy TV on. So it's just an opportunity for me to reach out and say thank you to fans, as well as make people aware that because of my participation in that 70s TV show, that I am the brand ambassador that is sort of introducing the wonderful world of 70s, the best of 70s television on Cozy TV.
How important is social media?
It's an enormous, it's a tremendous part of communicating your message today. I'm a really old school, so I'm a reluctant guy. I was able to get away without having to use much social media, but today I even acquiesce to that, and eventually people are going to be able to follow me on Twitter and at least Twitter, because people want to know about Antonio Fargas. So I, you know, and what I'm doing and what plans I have, and also to say thank you, to reach out to people. So making yourself available has always been something that I've always done. When people can call me or email me if they need something, or if I can be of inspiration to them, that's happened all my career, and it's going to continue with social media today.
Having become an icon in the media, because when you say Huggy Bear, everybody knows who you're talking about. How How does that make you keep a level head? It keeps you grounded.
Wow, boy, that's I think I stay grounded by just being a dad, a grandfather, and to knowing where this gift comes from, and I don't take credit. I just did the work, and I don't take credit for it. And in that way, and I also embrace my history. And, you know, when someone calls you an icon, and I take that in the stride of saying, you know what, it's humbling. It doesn't give me a big head. It doesn't make me think I'm better than or anything, all my peers or anything. I've just been blessed. I've just been truly blessed to have opportunities that gave me an opportunity to share the gift that was given to me by God.
Our guest, Antonio Fargas, Huggy Bear. Ever think about slowing down, retiring?
it's very difficult to walk away from something as wonderful as this, and particularly when it's about sharing. But yes, I consider myself semi-retired, but I'm more busy now that I'm semi-retired than I was when I was allegedly working full-time as an actor and artist. You know, there's more on my plate than ever before, and I'm so grateful, again, after 55 years, to continue to have these opportunities to share my talent. And so I don't know. I don't know when I'll ever be done. You know, I think my father upstairs will determine that.
It's our guest, Antonio Fargas, Huggy Bear, joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Huggy, thanks a lot. Thank you for joining us and giving us the Huggy Lowdown.
You got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's Antonio Fargas inside of the Gospel Spotlight.